Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 9-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Sean Swarner, good friend of mine, he's got a lot going on, a lot, because we just talked a little bit before the show. And as you know, climbed Mount Everest, 2-time cancer survivor, so I'm just going to introduce him. How are you today, Sean?
Yeah, I'm great. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's remind people a little bit about your background, if they don't remember, because I don't know how they couldn't, but...
Sure. Hopefully for those who have heard it do remember, but for those who haven't, let's start when I was 13, just super quick. I had advanced stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma at 13, went through all the medicine, all everything, you know, lost all the hair in my body, threw up on myself. It was just nasty the whole way through. I was in remission for a year, and then going in for a checkup for the first cancer, they found a second cancer, which was completely unrelated to the first cancer. So I was diagnosed with 2 primary cancers. Second one was Askin sarcoma, which is a branch of Ewing sarcoma, except this is much worse. And the first time they gave me 3 months to live as a 13-year-old, the second time they gave me 14 days to live.
Whoa.
As a 16-year-old. I was read my last rites. I was in a medically induced coma for nearly a year of my life, and I actually have 1 fully functioning lung. So for those people out there who are thinking of climbing Everest, and for those people who have climbed Everest with 2 lungs, you know, try it with half your lung capacity. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly the easiest thing in the world to do.
Well, as they say, your excuse is invalid.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So you were put in your medically induced coma. What happened after that? I mean, obviously you're still here, but keep going.
Right. Yeah. So eventually 14 days turned to 15 days, 16 days, you know, a few years later. And fast forward about 10 years after being put in remission, I became the first cancer survivor to summit Mount Everest. And I wanted to reach around the world and let people know that, hey, you know, there's a guy out there who's doing some crazy awesome things. But more importantly, it's about the whole cancer family.
Right.
You know, cancer is it's not an individual disease. The whole family goes through it. And for people who don't have a mom and dad, you know, an immediate family, friends become family.
Oh, yes.
And it's this whole support system that we all need to rally around each other and support one another.
That's true. I interviewed Johnny Immerman one time, and he said there's going to be about, he gave this like crazy amount, awesome amount number of cancer survivors. And I was like, we could start our own country. And he's like, oh my God, it'd be totally good.
That'd be awesome.
I know, right?
Survivor land.
So you climbed Mount Everest. You took some people to Kilimanjaro. You got a lot going on. You did your Ironman Hawaii recently. Was that recent or a couple of years ago?
Did that a few years ago. Ran the New York City Marathon a few times, Boston Marathon once. And I actually just recently in February ran up the Empire State Building.
What?
You know, like not the outside, but the
stairs. Well, yeah, I would hope not. That would be on the news. Be like, hey, Sean's on the news. He's running up. He's doing that. Wasn't there a movie like that where the guy did the tight ropes between the World Trade Center? Like, what? But yeah.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah, Man on the Wire?
Something like that.
One of the two.
But yeah. now you're going, now what did you call it before the show? The Explorers?
So it's either the Adventurers Grand Slam or the Explorers Grand Slam.
Okay.
And personally, I think it sounds like a Denny's breakfast platter.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to get to the North Pole, and there's going to be a side of bacon and hash browns and some toast waiting for me.
How awesome would that be? There'll be a Sherpa with pancakes and maple syrup. Congratulations.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So, yeah, the Explorer's Grand Slam is the highest mountain on every continent and the South and North Poles. And this is the completion of that. So I'm heading to the North Pole in April. And every mountain I've been on, like I said earlier, my hope and my inspiration come from people touched by cancer. You know, I can always pick up the satellite phone and say, get the hell out of here. You know, I need to be evac'd out. People fighting for their lives, they don't have that option. They have to continue moving forward. They can't pick up a lifeline and say, hey, I need help.
Right,
it doesn't work that way. So on every mountain I've been up, starting with Everest, the first one, I had a flag that had names of people touched by cancer, and it was always in my chest pocket, close to my heart, as a constant reminder of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And so I did that. I took a flag up every mountain after that and left it on the top of each one of the peaks on the highest mountain on every continent. And for the North Pole, my goal is to take a flag that has names of 100,000 people.
Wow.
Up there with me. And I'm sure I'm going to have some rough times, and eventually, you know, I'll throw that flag in front of me, and maybe with the wind it'll pull me, you know, and have all those people pull me.
That would be awesome.
There.
So, and if people don't know, people who climb, especially Everest, they leave a lot of prayer flags, or they take prayer flags with
right.
prayer flags. Try saying that five times fast with them and leave them on the mountain. My future father-in-law climbed Mount Everest. He didn't summit, unfortunately, but he did bring some prayer flags back from there, and he has them like in his backyard on the trees and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and we're actually working with Vern Yip, who's an interior designer. He did some stuff on TLC with Trading Spaces, and he's going to be designing the flag.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's going to be really cool. And we're thinking of, and we're still in the design process right now. Well, he is. I couldn't design anything if my life depended on it. But he's thinking of making the flag that we take up there look like prayer flags.
Oh,
and then
cool.
have the names spell out hope on the flag.
Oh, that would be awesome. And now, is this going to be one big flag or a bunch of little flags, or how's that going to work?
Well, we're thinking that it might be, because of the printing size, it might be two flags that we kind of put together at the North Pole, or we have sewn together, or whatever it might be. But I just told them I needed to stay under 3.5 to 5 pounds.
You don't want to be up there with like a giant parachute size, is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah, I want it to be very manageable, but it's all about realizing that, you know, I didn't expire,
right.
and I want to inspire, and I want as many people to go with me, because it's not about my story.
Mm-hmm.
It's about other people's stories, and it's all about the family that we have who have been fighting this disease, you know, for such a long time. And I battled it twice, and mm-hmm. I'm never going to be done fighting it.
Right. I know that's something that a lot of people who haven't been touched by cancer, who aren't survivors or caregivers, they, well, you're done with cancer now. I mean, you're all finished, right? I'm like, well, you know, yes and no. I mean, the medicine part and all of that is done with, but you know, you and I will always have somebody call us and be like, hey, you know, this is happening. Do you know of anybody who I can talk to, or a doctor or something? And, you know, That's how we're never done with cancer, but at least, you know, we're putting it to a good use, a positive spin on it.
Exactly. And people who don't understand that, if you look back at your life, anything traumatic mm-hmm. that happens to someone changes your life.
Exactly.
You know, it just so happens that cancer is something that is obviously long lasting, because the treatments of it are oftentimes years. You know, and not to take anything from anybody else who's gone through something traumatic, because, you know, each experience in each individual's idea and feelings are different than mm-hmm. mine. They're different from yours. Their perspectives are different. But there is something that's unique about the cancer family because of how we've placed that, I think, and how it's come about. You know, but anybody who does go through something traumatic, it changes them. But it's also up to them to look back and see how they want it to change them, because they always and people always have a choice.
Exactly, exactly. So you're going to be climbing the North Pole. When, like, how many people are going with you? Will you be doing it via social media? Will we be able to see anything that's happening?
We're working on that right now. We
okay.
can't go live.
Right. Well, there's no cell tower. You're going to put the first cell tower up there, right?
That's right. We're, yes. Like Santa, I should have done that years ago. It's going to be myself, mm-hmm. two videographers, because we're also making a documentary out of it. So anybody that's documentary. ESPN's coming on board for something huge. We're trying to reach Ellen to have her help us get more names on the flag because we need the PR. And with my satellite phone, I think it would be awesome to call into the Ellen Show from the North Pole.
Oh, it would be. It would be phenomenal.
You know, I think that would be fantastic. And we can send very low-res photos from the North Pole, and people can send me text messages and emails for free via the satellite phone.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I can respond to the text messages. It's really cool. And like I said, it's not about some guy who's trying to get to the North Pole.
Right.
I mean, it's not about this trek. It's not about me. It's about you, and it's about us, and it's about people going there together and inspiring each other to move forward.
Well, and I think it's interesting because I had a friend of mine who did a shirt for one of the bike rides I participated in, and he said, "Oh, I want to put your friend's names on the shirt," because he had a name per mile, and I think he did the 52 mile, and survivors who see their name on a shirt or something or on a flag, they're just, I mean, I think it does a lot more for them than people who haven't been touched by cancer realize. It shows you that somebody cares. Because this friend of mine, he could have, you know, just asked the hospital, can I just get some cancer survivors? But, you know, to see somebody that you don't know is like, hey, I'm wearing your name. I'm going to bring your name up to the North Pole and put it up there. So, like, you know, when you look to the north, you can always think that there's your name is up there and your name is up high, that someone thought about you to climb.
Yeah, it's literally the top of the world, you know, and I'm going to be carrying so many people in my heart as a reminder of why I'm doing what I'm doing, which is one of the most important questions anyone can ask themselves throughout life.
Right. So how long does it take to climb? Is it harder? It's not harder than Everest, obviously, but.
No, it's going to be colder than Everest, I believe, except for the summit night. It'll be about minus 40 on average, and we're going to be skiing, so we'll have skins on our skis, and we're kind of cross-country skiing up there, pulling a sled that weighs anywhere between 150 and 180 pounds over 100 miles.
Oh.
So, it's not going to be exactly easy, but I'm hoping it takes less than 2 weeks. If it takes more than 2 weeks, then we got in trouble by a polar bear.
Oh, no. Yeah, we don't want that. Or a tauntaun. Either way.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think the airlines will let me bring my lightsaber, so I had to check that.
Exactly. I know. I don't know what's wrong with them lately. That's funny. So we were talking, obviously you want to get donations, and there's a donation per name and lots of other swag. Have you gotten a bunch of swag together for a donation on your CrowdRise page?
We do. In fact, if people go now, they have a chance to win a bunch of stuff from Marmot. Marmot's one of my big sponsors, and they're tossing some heavy stuff out there, which is really cool. I'm trying to bring up I don't think I have the email in front of me exactly what they're giving away, but I know it's a tent. There's some sleeping bags, some jackets. I mean, it's really cool stuff. Last week, we gave away 100 pair of sunglasses. The first week, we gave away 50 copies of my first book, autographed first book. Next week, I believe we're going to be giving away 20 or 30 spots for a group called Well Beyond This. And it's basically coaching and life after cancer and how you can move forward. They're donating 20, I think it might be 30 spots.
Oh, nice.
So we do have stuff coming up every week, but we only have 15 days left because it's a hard cutoff of March 15th. If the names aren't on there by March 15th, they can't get printed on the flag.
Oh. Yeah, I'm up to your page right now, the crowdrise.com/mission of hope 2017, but you can always go to your website for that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the best way to do it is seanswarner.com/mission of hope. But it's super simple. You just go to the website, you click on add a name to the flag of hope, and because we have so many charities on board, you can pick from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 different institutions or organizations where the money can go.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're opening it up, and if anybody has a charity out there, they can start their own fundraiser and support this. The great thing, like I said, it's not about what I'm doing. It's about bringing people together.
Right.
You know, and you can donate. It's a minimum donation of $5 a name, which is nothing. You know,
I think
I'm going to donate 5 or 10 names myself.
Exactly.
And we can put it in memory of, in honor of, who's a survivor currently battling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it might be, you can pick anything you want. It's so easy.
That's awesome. I'm looking at your incentives here. They're pretty awesome. And if people don't know, I mean, Marmot is one of those brands that you always want to get for, you know, or buy and or get for Christmas or something, because they're just top of the
line. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, we have, if our first 100 people to donate $50 or more receive a pair of XX2i white gloss blue flash lenses with some sunglasses there, which are awesome. Yeah, here a two-person tent from Marmot, a sleeping bag, two sleeping bags, Gravitron backpack. I mean, it's unbelievable what we're giving away. And all we have to do is just get people there.
And get you there.
Yeah. I'm actually running around now. I'm dragging tires around my neighborhood. And
I saw that.
Being a crazy man, I tried pulling my Jeep the other day.
How did that work?
You know, when I took off the emergency brake, it was a lot easier.
Why is it so? Oh, right. That's funny. Now, your dog's not going with you. See a picture of your dog.
Unfortunately, I had to put her down a couple of years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Ironically enough, she ended up having her body riddled with tumors.
Hmm. That is ironic.
Yeah.
But she loved you and had a good life.
Exactly. No, she was fantastic, and she was she loved the mountains, and it was she was 13. She was an older dog, but it was great. Unfortunately, she would love this. Yeah, for sure. But when I come back, maybe I'll get a Bernese mountain dog or something.
There you go. The next trip, you can have them mush. You can be on the sled.
Exactly.
So I was looking at your other thing. I know you sent me like your press kit. You just got a lot of. Just a lot of stuff going on and this North Pole. I'm just amazed by everything you're doing, basically.
Well, thanks. And you know, I think this is where I'm constantly proving to myself that I'm still alive.
Right.
You know, I was read my last rites. So there were many nights I went to bed not knowing if I was going to wake up. And one day, and I encourage everybody to do this at some point soon. Grab a piece of paper, turn it sideways. On the left side, draw a vertical line, mm-hmm. little vertical line. And then on the right side, draw another vertical line and connect the two with the horizontal line. Underneath the left side on that line, write the year that you were born. On the right side, add about 80 years. Or 80, yeah, add about 80 and put that number there, because that's essentially roughly how long people live.
Right.
Figure out kind of where you are on that line, put another mark there, and see how much time has gone by and how much time you have left.
Oh, wow.
That's your life. Everybody has an expiration date.
Exactly. But nobody knows it.
Because
we always say doctors to say, like, they gave you 14 days. So do you send those doctors? Do you still talk to those doctors?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like,
at the Cleveland Clinic now.
Oh, awesome. Because that's the kind of thing, like, when doctors give you that thing, I would kind of be like, happy, you know, here's my other birthday, the day you told me that I only had 14 days. Well, here's another.
Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly. Because, I mean, and that's the other thing that we want to tell survivors and stuff. Doctors are not always right, as your living proof. You know, if you're not sure, get a second opinion. Don't always take what one person says for the gospel, because there are other options out there.
Exactly.
Like helping you climb the North Pole. I keep saying climb Mount Everest because I know two people now who climb Mount Everest. I mean, who can say that? But that's just crazy. Now, have you gone to the South Pole yet?
Yes. Yep. So this is it. This is the adventure or explorer's grand slam. So this also, because of, and I don't know how people feel about climate change, but this mm-hmm. potentially could be the last expedition to the North Pole ever.
That's true. It could be. Well, the next part is when you go up in the space shuttle or that rocket. And then you could put flags on the International Space Station.
I would love to talk to Elon Musk or Richard Branson to see if we could put me in space and take another flag that had names of people touched by cancer, God. Kind of launch that out there and see what happens in about 30 or 40 years when it hits Mars.
That new planet system that they found, the new solar system they found.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So, I mean, we have some great ideas. We just have to get, you know, like you said, Ellen involved. Ellen could probably put you in touch with Elon Musk.
She probably could. She could probably just speed dial and pick up her phone and say, call Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you haven't been, you know? I know a lot of people try to get on her show. Her show must be the hardest one to get on. I would say
it has to be because of all the people who want to get on there.
Right.
You know, but I would say this has a pretty decent chance. We just need to inundate her with messages and keep posting SeanTorner.com/Mission of Hope on her page. And mm-hmm. maybe someday somebody will pick it up.
Maybe she must know someone who's been touched with cancer or one of her crew member or staff members or friends.
Yeah, of course. And, you mm-hmm. know, cancer is a global epidemic anymore, and everybody knows someone touched by cancer.
I know, Ellen. Come on. I know you're listening. You should be calling
right.
Sean right now. Well, she should be listening. You know, I'm sure she has a lot of stuff, but she needs to go to your CrowdRise page. Because you know what? She could donate, and then she could donate, like, all the money. And then she could give all the incentives away to, like, people in her audience and stuff.
Well, what she could do is she could donate, say, I don't know, $1,000, $10,000. She could donate $100,000 and then just open it up to people to put their names on the flag.
Exactly. I like the way you think. Or Elon Musk or Richard Branson.
Yeah.
We need to get a hold of these people.
Right, what are you doing for the next year?
I know, right? When will you know what the flag looks like? You said you have a designer, because I'm not a good design person either. I'd be like, yeah, well, it's just a rectangle, right?
Vern's gonna have it done. I'm assuming in a couple of weeks because mm-hmm. that's like I said, that's the hard cutoff date, and I'm gonna try to get to the East Coast to check it out before it's printed or as it's being printed or right after it's done printed. So I think that just be for me would just be a very very emotional time just seeing that for the first time and just being very emotionally overwhelmed almost seeing the names on there and all the people who are going with me mm-hmm. to the North Pole. You know, like I said, I'm not going by myself.
Well, I know.
I'm fully counting on people to help me get there.
Well, where did you find this gentleman who's doing the flag for you?
I believe the workshop, who's a production company, they're the ones who found him.
Oh, nice.
Because the workshop did some work on TLC and Trading Spaces.
Cool. Well, we always like to give a shout out to the people.
His mother passed away. I'm sorry?
Sorry. We always like to give a shout out to the people who help you out, so that's why I'm asking.
Oh, of course.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Beth.
Well, obviously, of course. So now you'll get your goal, but what happens if you don't exactly get your goal of $500,000? You'll still go? It'll just be...
We'll still go. I mean, the North Pole is happening regardless.
Right.
But we, like I said, with whatever we have, whatever names we have, we're still going to take up there.
Right.
And we'll do something special with them, obviously. But my goal is 100,000 names, and we're 99,000 short of that. So we just need as many people to go there as humanly possible, put some names in the flag, and then share it. You know, make this thing go viral because that's the only way it's going to happen. And then also maybe tag some celebrities who've had cancer who've lost siblings to cancer or parents to cancer and say, hey, look, I just added your name. Or, hey, look, you know, this is an opportunity that may never happen again.
You know who I think would be cool to have his name on the flag? Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. Six times he's had basal cell carcinoma. And he's pretty active on Instagram and stuff like that, so... Hint, hint, Sean's people. Because he seems to be very active in the, you know, in letting people know about his cancer. I mean, some celebrities wait until they're all done, but you know, he's like six times, and they, you know, he shows pictures of him with the cream on and after the surgeries and stuff. So, you know, he's potential. You never know. Wolverine on the flag. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Wouldn't it? I know. And then you get Hugh Jackman to talk to Ellen. I mean, if this happens, you're taking me out for coffee. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. So what happens after the North Pole? You take a break, and then what? You don't take many breaks.
I'm actually working on a program that is called Redefining Impossible, because I was once told climbing Everest with one lung was impossible, and I pretty much redefined that. It's actually an experience of a lifetime where we challenge the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual limits of people who come on these expeditions and these journeys. And it's pretty much a unique experience that combines like world-class personal leadership development with the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So like for an example, what would you...
Well, for example, we're testing it out June of this year in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
So we can't give too much away,
right.
But there are going to be things like zip lining, cave exploring,
spelunking.
Camping.
Yes.
Exactly. So things that push people beyond their limits. And we're going to help them understand that who you are in any situation is who you are in every situation.
Because
if you're not the same person, you're kind of rubbing up differently with different values, and you just kind of feel out of whack. So you can always choose who you want to be. And if you're uncomfortable in a certain situation, you're going to be uncomfortable at work. And who you are and how you react in that situation is going to be how you react at work as well, or at home, or anywhere.
Wow, that's cool. So do you already have some people set up? Are you just filming a pilot and then seeing how it's going, or is it?
We're going to film the pilot, and we're actually looking at a handful of executives from some big corporations right now to go on the trip to push them out of the comfort zone and push see what happens with them.
Elon Musk, Richard Branson.
Yeah, there you go, right?
Come on, I've got all the great ideas here. Why not?
Yeah.
The worst they can say is no. You know?
Exactly. And the answer is always no unless you ask.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why we're having people go to your website.
SeanSwarner.com/missionofhope.
Awesome. You got a lot of great incentives on there, and we are so excited to be helping you out. I'm going to post this on the Cancer Warrior page after we're done. And this show will be up on this Friday. As everybody knows, I usually have my shows up on Friday. So
awesome.
And we're going to be looking forward to seeing your information coming down from the North Pole. Obviously, it won't be, like you said, it won't be live because, you know, but I think it's exciting that people will be able to tweet you and send you texts and whatnot.
Oh, for sure. I'm excited about that.
That is cool. Now, how many people did you say you're going? Three?
Well, we have two cameramen, myself, and three people from the UK.
Oh, okay. Why the UK? They're just going on the trip? Are they part of your group?
No. Yeah, two people are, and then one of the guys I was actually is actually organizing it. He's with a group called Charity Challenge.
Oh. Awesome. So you got pretty much everybody helping you out.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to do my best because, like I said, it's a big project, and if I took it all on myself, there's no way I'd be sleeping. I would have to figure out how to clone myself nine times.
Well, that's after the show. That's after you get the show shot. Sean Sworner cloned.
So if you want to... One of me is enough.
One of you, well, I don't know. One of you is pretty amazing, and I have to say that. So,
I appreciate that, you know, and I always appreciate the support, and I'm very grateful for it as well.
Yes. SeanSwarner.com/missionofhope is the website to go to. And I know you want to donate, like you said, $5. That's a cup of coffee. That's when you get your cappuccino every day. So that's a good deal. You know, skip your coffee and donate and put your friend, your survivor, your honor, your loved ones lost. Or someone who's battling right now that maybe you just like see in the local news and say, you know what, $5, I can afford that. That's something that you probably like have on your sofa and change right now.
Yeah, and it's super simple. Click, click, done.
Oh, click, click, done. There's your new well, tagline. Click, click, done. Click, click, done. North Pole. Well, thank you so much, Sean, for joining us tonight. If you hang on, I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mal Majoris. I'm the Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie. Check out my Facebook verified page, The Cancer Warrior, on empowerradio.com. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on empowerradio.com.